once again, I am in my car driving. It's amazing. Everything that's been going on. Yeah, I have been spending some time at home and, you know, not doing the normal busy day-to-day stuff that typically happens because of COVID-19 and because of everything that's going on. But for some reason, at my house, it's hard for me to find a place, find a quiet place to actually do a little bit of talking, a little bit of podcasting. Part of that is because my wife has four dogs and the dogs never shut the hell up. And it's just, you know, it's just not conducive. It's one of those things where, you know, when we did the show and we would go to Tom's studio at his house, you're in that mindset. You're in that mindset to work, to do something, to make something happen. And it's just different. And I think it's the same problem that some people have, is some people have a problem working from home. They just can't get into the work mode. And I'll be the first to say that for me, doing work or a podcast or talking from home is quite difficult. And plus, you know, I talked about it yesterday. I talked about, you know, all the issues that we have with trying to podcast with the crew. And I personally don't like going on a microphone and just talking by myself. I always like the banner and everything from everybody else. And I know my voice sounds a little warbly right now. It's because I'm bouncing down the freaking 605 freeway right now, going from Long Beach to the high desert. But, you know, yesterday I was talking a lot about George Floyd and everything that was going on in that situation. And of course, you cannot talk about that situation without talking about police officers and police conduct. And the amazing thing was I got done doing that rant the last episode, and I sat down and I had a project I was working on. I was doing some work, and I got a message, and this is before that episode ever posted, before any of the statements were public, but I got a message from a friend of mine that is a, well, let's just say he's in law enforcement, and I don't want to narrow him down too much, but you know, he's a personal friend of mine, he's in law enforcement. And he sent me this message, and he asked me, do you really believe that there are no good cops? And I responded back to him, and I said, yes, the good cops, there are good cops that stand up against the bad cops. Because I think somebody that claims to be a good cop that's sitting around and doing nothing, that is seeing the atrocities happen, seeing the, you know, the corrupt things that their other officers that they're around are doing and doesn't do anything about it, I believe that is a bad cop. Even if they don't do anything themselves, but just not speaking up and not doing something about it is makes a good cop bad. So do I believe there's good cops? Of course I believe that there's good cops. I believe that there's a lot of good people that are in law enforcement. But at the same time, once you put on that badge and once you start using the excuse of the thin blue line, or we all got to stick together behind the thin blue line. See, here's what the thin blue line does, okay? The thin blue line says that we're all in this together, right? We cover each other's back. We're all in this together, and we protect each other. No matter what, we protect each other. That's the thin blue line. That's the mentality of officers behind the thin blue line. And where that fails, and you have, you know, police chiefs and Long Beach police officers that are speaking out about this. But what happens is when the majority of police officers hide behind a thin blue line and protect others at all cost, well, then they're also responsible for the actions of bad officers when they do something bad and it becomes public. Like if you stand behind that thin blue line and That is your stance on everything, that we stand together. We're not going to rat each other out. We're not going to do anything to jeopardize my fellow brother officers. And you stand behind that blue line, you're responsible when shit goes public, okay? You can't stand behind the blue line and hide stuff, and then when shit goes public, you try to disassociate yourself. Now, there are some officers out there right now that are making public statements, and they are very much so disassociating themselves and condemning the actions publicly. Those are good cops. Those are good police officers. If you're a police officer right now and you want to be a hero, you know what a hero looks like? A hero looks like an officer that protects people's constitutional rights. A hero you know, there's such a negative connotation of somebody that rats somebody else out at their job. It's not the manly thing to do. It's not the proper thing to do. Well, I'll tell you what, if you are a hero cop that is going out there and not letting your fellow officers disrespect the Constitution, disrespect the citizens of the United States, if you are willing to go out there and put your neck on the line to stand up for justice and stand up for what is right, you are a hero cop. You are a good cop. So I started thinking about that when I got that message from my friend that's in law enforcement. And, you know, I think he's a very good guy. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I don't know if he's hiding behind a thin blue line or protecting others behind a thin blue line. That's something that only he can answer that question. And how do you do that in today's society? You know, the police force, these guys, you know, there's been police that have come out and ratted out bad cops, and you know, the repercussions come. You know, bad things start happening to them, around them. I mean, it's kind of like the mob. It's kind of like the mob. But this shit is not going to get right until we bust down that whole thin blue line bullshit. And it looks to me, the way that things are going, that thin blue line mentality, that's old school. You know, shit changed. Okay? Shit changed. You cannot go into an office place today and walk around like it's 1955 and start slapping chicks on the ass and squeezing asses and doing that kind of shit in the workplace today. For the rest of America, shit has changed. We've modified our behavior of what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. You know, sometimes I think political correctness goes too far, but in general, we've modified a lot of behavior. And it's no different. The police forces and police officers, they have to get with the times. They have to modify. They have to adapt their behavior. And what's fucked up about this is you're not asking them to, like, do anything insane. You're asking them to be compassionate humans that uphold the Constitution, that don't violate people's rights, and perform their job the way it was intended to be performed. All you're doing is asking them not to be a fucking asshole, not to be a dick, not to be an aggravator and somebody that pushes people's buttons intentionally or lies. You know, I don't think we're asking too much. You know, I saw something funny the other day. Well, it wasn't funny, but it really opened up the eyes. Okay, so on the 105 freeway, a big group of people, a big group of protesters basically blocked off the 105 freeway in Los Angeles, okay? In Los Angeles, they walked across all lanes. There's probably about 400 of them or so. I'm just making a guesstimation. But they blocked off the 105 freeway. In pulls a CHP officer. CHP shows up. These guys, he drives right through the crowd, starts pushing people out of the way with his car. They start busting out the windows and everything. CHP officer number one takes off. CHP officer number two rolls into the crowd. Same thing. You know, they start busting out the windows and all that kind of stuff. And then that police officer had some guy on his hood and he sped off and that guy fell. And he was laying motionless on the freeway. One of the protesters. So the cops, pretty much, a few cops showed up. But they definitely kept their distance and let the crowd do whatever they needed to do because they were fully aware that they were in a hostile environment, and if they would have rolled in there, they would have damaged more than just the first two police cruisers or CHP cruisers. It would have been many more. So, hold on, I'm changing freeways. Like I said, I'm driving, so you got to bear with me. Anyways, so this is what I thought was interesting. You have a protester lying motionless on the 105 freeway surrounded by a bunch, 400 people, okay? You have cops on the outskirts not willing to go in there again because they had already suffered damage because the crowd had no respect for the police officers or the California Highway Patrol officers. I believe there was a mixture of California Highway Patrol and LAPD that were surrounding this crowd. And what I thought was interesting is because there was somebody injured and on the ground, the fire department comes rolling up. The fire department parks on the other side of the 105 freeway, parks their, you know, big fire engine on the side of the freeway, and they hop the wall, They talk to a few of the protesters and walk right up to the injured person on the ground. No problems, nobody giving them a hard time. In fact, people helping the firemen. Now, why is it that a fireman, who is oftentimes the first person to show up on any type of emergency call, sometimes before the police, sometimes after, but they show up to emergency situations all the time. But the crowd respected the fireman. The crowd respected the fireman. What is different between a fireman and a police officer? Well, first off, when's the last time you saw a fireman showing up to whatever the issue was and start beating the shit out of somebody? You know, I talked about this yesterday, how if I see a red light go off behind my car, I get nervous and I'm white. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to have interactions with the PD, police, sheriff, whatever. I just don't want to interact with them. I feel uncomfortable. And I know that my discomfort is nothing. It fails in comparison to the discomfort that people of color have when they encounter law enforcement. I feel uncomfortable, but you know what? I don't feel uncomfortable around a fireman. Now, I know that police go into situations where they're dealing with the worst of the worst. I get it. But not everybody that they come in contact with is the worst of the worst. I saw a video today, and it was a black gentleman that was pulled over by what looked to be Hispanic. It was either a sheriff or a highway patrol or something like that, but it was a law enforcement, and they pulled him over for a busted turn signal. They walk up to the black gentleman in the car, guns pulled, and I know statistically that traffic stops are very dangerous for police officers, California highway patrols, all that kind of stuff. But they walk up to the car to a black man with a turn signal out with a gun drawn to his head. Something is wrong with this picture. Something is gravely wrong with this picture. I mean, I don't think that there's any time ever where it's acceptable to pull a gun on somebody over a broken taillight. I know traffic stops are dangerous, but there's gotta be a better solution than doing that. You know, why not? I don't know if it's because they're in a rush. I don't know what it is, but it shouldn't be that way. It should be, I don't know how to fix it. I really don't know how to fix it, but I can tell you what, that isn't right. You know, do they walk up to the car? Do they stand back at the rear corner of the car and say, hey, driver, you know, please put your hands out the window for your safety and mine. Please put your hands out the window and walk up and you know, start the conversation. Keep your hands where I can see them for your safety and mine. I want to make sure that, you know, do you have any guns in the car? They always ask that. You know what I mean? Just start it off a little. Stay in your safe zone behind the car and request the hands are out the window. I don't know what the proper procedure is, but I'll tell you what, there's got to be something different. There's got to be something different than rolling up to a car, walking up to it with a gun drawn on the passenger over a taillight. Over a taillight. I don't know, man. This world's a crazy place. It's crazy, and stuff has to change. It just does. I can tell you one thing right now. I would not want to be a police officer on these streets right now, because there's been too many bad apples that have spoiled it for the whole bunch, and you're walking around in a society today that has lost respect for police officers. And it's there's a reason why. You know what I mean? It's not like it's unjustified. There's a reason why police have lost the respect of society. And it's that, and it all comes back to that thin blue line, you know, good cops. Well, no, if you're hiding bad behavior in other officers, you're not a good cop. So I think the actual really, really good cops are few and far between. And don't get me started on the whole thought process that they're, because that's a whole different argument. You know, any cop that enforces laws that go against the Constitution, well, that's a bad cop too. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of good people that are cops, But I think that, you know, the way the mentality is, the way that the brotherhood of the police officers work, it's time for a change. It's time for a change. This isn't 1955, okay? For the good of the country, for the good of America, for the good of the police force, it's time for things to change. There's always going to be people arrested. There's always going to be people that get locked up and go to jail. That's not going to end. But how law enforcement deals with the public and their public interactions, it needs to be modified. It needs to be modified. And like I said before, you know, if you're standing behind the thin blue line, then you go down when somebody behind that thin blue line gets caught doing bad stuff, just like everybody else. You're responsible for protecting them. You know what I mean? And I'm referring to guys that call themselves a good cop that stand behind that blue line and don't do anything about the bad behavior. You're just as responsible as everybody else. And I think that's one of the things about the whole George Floyd situation. I mean, yeah, I believe the officer that had his knee on the neck of George, I believe his name is Derek, that guy was a fucking asshole. But you know who was asshole number two? I'll tell you who the second guy that pissed me off the most was. The officer, the Asian-looking motherfucker that stood around with his hands in his pocket and didn't do a goddamn thing. Just watched for 10 minutes. For 10 minutes as Derek put his knee into George's neck and killed the guy. Now, since I talked to you last time, the coroner's report came out from Minnesota, and the coroner said that asphyxiation had nothing to do with George's. There was no signs of strangulation or asphyxiation, and George was in bad health, and it was a combination of him being restrained that caused him to die. That there was some plaque blockage in his arteries, heart disease, whatever the fuck it was. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, it was amazing that George was walking around just fine 10 minutes before Derek put his knee in George's neck. So I see that the family is going to go for a second opinion on that autopsy. I definitely sure as fuck would too, because I think saying that a knee, the eyewitnesses said that Derek put his knee in George's neck for something like a total of almost 10 minutes. And the last 2 minutes of that, George was unconscious. He was unconscious. So tell me that knee on his neck didn't have anything to do with it. You know? It's horse crap. It is absolute horse crap. Now, I'm driving right now in Long Beach. It's, I'm coming back from Long Beach. I actually don't know where I'm at right now, but I'm somewhere I think I'm almost to Pomona. But I heard on the radio as I was first getting in the car that in Los Angeles, somewhere downtown Los Angeles, people were, you know, doing what's been going on all over the country, protesting, lighting off fireworks, some other stuff like that. And the police had announced that it was an unlawful assembly and they're going to start arresting people. And, my thoughts are with the people that are out there. I don't know what's going on right now. I turned off the radio, but I hope everything is going okay out there. I hope for the good of society that the destruction is kept at a minimum, but at the same time I understand if it goes sideways. I hope that anybody that, you know, is out there isn't a opportunist just looking to loot bullshit from the nearest target. You know, those people, white, brown, black, all those people that are just looting and just, you know, it sucks for everyone else. But I understand at the same time trying to make their voices heard. So, anyways, that was my thought about the good cop, bad cop, and I probably should just shut up. Anyways, this has been another random thought of myself while I'm out driving the freeways of Southern California. I'll talk to you guys again soon.